yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
The Saudi-led military offensive against Yemen began in March 2015. The United Arab Emirates has been a key partner to the Saudi-led coalition that is trying to defeat Ansarullah fighters and reinstate former President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi. The UAE has sent fighter jets and bombing campaigns in Yemen and has deployed troops there to help the Saudi-led intervention. But the role and aims of the United Arab Emirates in Yemen apparently go far beyond that. Developments on the ground show the Emirates has also been overtly and covertly pushing its own agenda in Yemen, especially in the south of the country. To figure out what it is that has taken the Emiratis to southern Yemen, it is essential to understand their ambitious regional agenda. The United Arab Emirates is a rising power in the Persian Gulf region. Geopolitical analysts believe the Emiratis seek to increase their strategic reach by building overseas installations that can help them project power.
Now they are trying to play a role that far exceeds the natural size of the country itself. And of course, the only means of dominance is the money. They have money. And with this money, they are buying off loyalties.
The UAE has been increasing its military presence in the Horn of Africa and the entrance to the Red Sea. Extraterritorial Emirati projects are expanding rapidly. The Emiratis are believed to be building an airstrip on Yemen's Perim Island in the Bab al-Mandeb Strait. On the African side of the Red Sea, the UAE operates Eritrea's Assab Naval and Air Base. The UAE's military is also present in Somalia's breakaway region of Somaliland. It's building a military base in the coastal city of Berbera without any approval from the government in Mogadishu. In the Puntland state of Somalia, the Emiratis are building a port and training maritime police force there. Puntland has a self-governing status that has not been recognized by the international community. The UAE's presence in southern Yemen seems to fall in line with this trend. This is Yemen's remote island of Socotra, nicknamed Galapagos of the Indian Ocean. The Yemeni island is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Socotra is famed globally for unique flora and fauna found nowhere else on the earth. Socotra is also strategically important because it is located at the entrance to the Gulf of Aden. Cargo ships and military vessels on their way to the Bab al-Mandeb Strait and Suez pass next to it. Socotra's inhabitants had for decades been largely disconnected from the outside world. The remote Yemeni island had until recently been largely unaffected by the Saudi-led war. Socotra has apparently become the focus of geopolitical ambitions of the United Arab Emirates and Yemen. The Emiratis have been undertaking vast projects on the island. For instance, they have been building a military base and setting up advanced communications networks there. They have even been offering the residents of Socotra free healthcare and special work permits in Abu Dhabi. UAE forces recently escalated their intervention. They occupied the island after deploying military aircraft and ground forces there.
I think this is part of an ongoing development that we've seen by the United Arab Emirates ongoing since over the last decade, really. They've tried to expand their reach, both militarily and commercially, into the Horn of Africa, which has become absolutely and has always been for a very long time commercially a very interesting and important part. And the control of that area, control of the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, as well as both sides of the Horn of Africa, in East Africa, as well as in Yemen, and along the Red Sea coast, is absolutely detrimental and important for the delivery of goods from east to west. And it was always important for the UAE, who have marketed themselves as a merchant country, to basically control access to these kind of trade routes.
Critics and activists have accused the Emiratis of stealing Socotra's natural resources and damaging its ecosystem.
It is extremely unfortunate that this is happening right now. Unfortunately, Yemen has been out of the viewfinder of the world, whereas this is a World Heritage Site. It is natural heritage and biodiversity. There are rare animals and plants and species that do not exist anywhere else in Earth. It is quite unfortunate that such activities would cause a major loss to humanity.
Critics and activists say the Emiratis have bulldozed vast parts of the island in preparation for tourism projects.
Socotra Island, from which apparently they are battling the Saudis now, has a airport and is one of the major ports in the region. If they can control Socotra, they can add another port under their control in addition to the ones along the Bab el Mandeb. So they will have greater shipping, greater airline facilities, and will be able to pour more money into the United Arab Emirates at the expense of the Yemenis and anybody else who wants to trade.
The occupation of Socotra angered the local population, triggering protests. It also raised tensions with the Saudis, who were pressured by local authorities and former president Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi. The former president is largely blamed for the UAE's encroachments on Yemen's territorial integrity. That's because it was Hadi who invited the UAE's military to come to Yemen along with the Saudis in the first place. The pro-Hadi camp now accuses the Emiratis of abandoning the goals of the Saudi-led coalition and instead pushing to separate southern Yemeni territories from the north. Yemen's southern provinces are mostly under the control of UAE-backed militants. The United Arab Emirates has been funding and training armed separatist factions in the south. The vast network of militants only answers to the UAE.
The UAE is providing a lot of money to the people of the south, and they are trying to play that tone, the tune of separation and disunity in Yemen. Now, as I said before, there is resistance. Not everybody in the south wants to separate.
The separatists have on some occasions engaged in bloody clashes with pro-Hadi forces. An instance was the major confrontation in the city of Aden earlier this year. Meanwhile, the UAE and its separatist allies in the south stand widely accused of rights violations and abuses. They jointly run secret prisons where abuse and torture are rife. Human Rights Watch has documented many cases in which armed forces supported by the Emiratis detain and torture Yemenis. The UAE-led camp has defied calls by international rights groups to close down the secret prisons. Developments on the ground in Yemen reveal how the UAE leaders and its military planners are taking advantage of the chaos triggered by the war. The Emiratis came to Yemen in 2015 under the pretext of fighting Ansarullah and helping bring Hadi back to power. But their actions across Yemen show they're pursuing their ulterior motives and don't want to leave anytime soon.
The UAE is apparently looking to control oil flows in the area. And that's a major issue because the, I don't know how many million barrels a day flow through the Bab el Mandeb and through the Persian Gulf into the Indian Ocean.
The United Arab Emirates has its eyes set on Yemen's resources and ports. The UAE's role is exacerbating the problems in the war-torn country and threatens its sovereignty and territorial integrity. The UAE's escalating involvement comes as Yemen is collapsing under the war that's been waged by Saudi Arabia and its partners. The humanitarian catastrophe there has been unprecedented in decades. There seems to be no end in sight to the bloody conflict. One reason may be that the aggressors know they can continue to freely push their geopolitical agendas in Yemen as long as the war rages on. The Yemenis seem to have fallen victim to geopolitical ambitions of oil-rich Arab states in the region.